craft beer is celebrated across North Carolina. But some important contributors to the industry have been overlooked. As Rebecca Martinez reports, some researchers are working to change that.
When you imagine someone who brews beer for a living, who do you picture? A chill guy in jeans and a baseball cap? He's probably white, maybe he has a beard. But he wasn't the archetype being celebrated at the Beer to Femme Festival in Asheville this month.
You could find everything there from a deep, dark raspberry stout to a triple IPA. There was a little bit of something for every palate, and every beer that was there was made by women.
UNC Greensboro archivist Aaron Larimore is one of the hundreds of beer lovers who attended Beer to Femme. It's a Pink Boots Society fundraiser to provide scholarships and networking opportunities for women in the craft brewing industry. Larimore also brought her recording equipment. She and her colleagues at Well Crafted NC are collecting records and oral histories about craft brewing in North Carolina.
I want other people to know, first of all, that there are women that are in the industry. A lot of people stereotypically don't think of women as brewers.
The Brewers Association estimates the industry has a $2 billion economic impact on the state, but men outnumber women 2-1. Anita Riley is a brewer at Lone Rider Brewing in Raleigh and a co-founder of the Beer to Femme Festival. She told Well Crafted NC that she wants women who love to make beer to know there's space for them in the industry.
But also letting the guys know that, hey, you want a really good New England IPA, there's this gal over here that makes a fantastic one and you should try it. I think that that goes a long way just to say there's a different way to think about this.
Archivist Aaron Larimore says women have been brewing beer in North Carolina for hundreds of years, at least. She's been combing through the UNCG Rare Book Collection and found proof.
And when you look at historic cookbooks in the 1800s and back, who's making the beer? It's the women. So you would just make your beer at home with the ingredients you have on hand. We had recipes for molasses beer, spruce beer, pea hallum beer.
But Larimore says she hasn't convinced any contemporary brewers to take on those old school recipes yet. Rebecca Martinez, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.